It's Tuesday, and on a Tuesday we love to talk local rugby with Mr. Rugby, Jonathan Weeks. How are you, mate?
Good morning, Bear. Good morning, everyone.
Weeksy, we've still got the word out there for regos and referees to join the ranks too.
Yeah, fantastic, because all the clubs are into it. Maybe the Single and Earth Moving Bulls, the Musbrook Heelers, the Scone Brumbies, the Crindye Lions, which of course train on Mondays there at the Health Centre within the town there. Also the Pacolban Reds, and if that is enough, the Maitland Blacks as well through maitlandrugbyclub.com.au. So get in there. If you're a lady or a gent or a cult, get into it, get into it, off it, be part of it. Go to the Facebook pages, go to the websites and be part of that experience. You can go through the main websites there, maybe hunterrugby.com.au, and also, of course, cnru.com.au. I've just got to mention the Hawthorne Club with an E, hawthorneclub.com.au this Friday. Have at the Mary of the Surf Club, John Muggleton is their speaker.
Ooh.
They do a lot of fundraising for the Hunter Rugby.
Yep.
So get into that. It's only $130 a head, so it's well worth getting into. But fantastic stuff. Referees, again, go through those pages there, mate. Be cnru.com.au and hunterrugby.com.au. But the Hunter has their own website, maybe nrura.com. And you can become a referee in this area. They got started with the beach rugby, of course, a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
And the beach rugby is back on Saturday with New South Wales Rugby's version of it, down near your digs there at Palm Beach. So that should be quite a good Sunday.
Now, Weeksy, do we need an A program in New South Wales, or for that matter, Australian rugby?
Oh, certainly. Great news at the home of World Rugby next Saturday, the 19th. We've got a full day of rugby there where we've got, first off at 1 o'clock, the under-20s from New South Wales playing the ACT. Then we have the reformed New South Wales A side taking on the Brumbies Runners, which is the ACT A team, at 3 o'clock. And then at 5 o'clock, you've got the ladies there as they prepare for the Bill Corp Super W. So you can find out more through southerndistricts.com.au. But with no club rugby really looking to get started until the end of March, it's a program that's absolutely vital for a couple of reasons. One, just gives the players some games to get in just in case they have to come into Super Rugby.
Yep.
But also on the way, of course, we've got the disease better known as COVID that hasn't had any influence on us at all. And you look at sports like the NFL and also the Melbourne Stars in this year's Big Bash, where they were absolutely decimated by players. So
yes,
we could lose a Super Rugby team with four or five guys out and be ready to go. I think the bigger issue with that is, while I think the Brumbies will play the Waratahs at home at Foreshore for a while, we could take these games on the road and maybe have the Brumbies play the Waratahs A on that full day of rugby at Singleton.
Yep.
You could have Moree or Narrabri have the Reds and the Waratahs, and then the away game could be in Toowoomba. And if the Western Force, you know, have Twiggy's money, they could maybe stay here for 2 or 3 weeks or 2 weeks and get all their games done. And again, you could jag another game maybe in Mudgee or maybe in Muswellbrook or whatever. So Muswellbrook's just been given a big bag of funding to get themselves updated when it comes to Olympic Park.
Yep.
And the same with Singleton, with God's Acre fixing themselves up when it comes to the new grandstand. And Maitland, of course, as we said before, has just been decided to buy themselves out from the Catholic Church as far as Marcellin. So interesting also to note up north in Inverell, part of the Central North Comp. They've just got a big grant of $300,000 to fix up their ground. And their space up there in Inverell is very, very similar to Marcellin in Maitland. So interesting times ahead with that. We'll expand on more a little bit next week with our preview of Super Rugby, but there are draws out already for both the Newcastle and also the Central Comp, but you just need to go to those websites and sort it out from there.
Yeah, I think an A program is an important bridge, because the jump from club rugby to Super Rugby level is just a bit too broad at the moment. Anyway, let's move along. Six Nations, first round over the weekend. Scotland, I think it's fair to say, upset England.
Yeah, and Eddie Jones was very, very happy about it because he wants to set up a production company called I Love Rassi, so we'll leave that for what it is. But also interesting to note and all of that, congratulations goes to Nick Berry. He was given the FedEx Referee Year of the Award, named after Roger Vanderfelt, one of the great referees and administrators in rugby. And also congratulations goes to Amy Perrott as well. She's just retired from the refereeing caper, but she's going to put something back into the game, and we had her on the Saturday show last year, so with the Santos Festival of Rugby back at Broma this weekend as the Waratahs take on the Reds, it is staggering to think that it was 12 months ago to the day we were in Narrabri interviewing all those people from the Reds and the Waratahs.
Wow, was it that long ago?
Yeah, the 4th of February. Can you get your head around that? That'll be up at Broma this weekend. You can Google search Santos Festival of Rugby for all the details. There are tickets for it. And I noticed that the Santos Narrabri Blue Boys are going up there by bus, so if you go to their Facebook page, you'll be able to find your way through. But, we're just really getting stuck into the fun that's going to be Super Rugby from next week. And great to see that we had a really good round of Six Nations. And it's always fantastic to hear when the Poms lose as well.
Absolutely. There's your local rugby wrap. Weeksy, as always, thanks, mate. We'll catch up next week.
Thanks, Bear.